Vero Insider. Thanks for tuning in to another riveting edition of Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back right here in Indian River County and throughout the Treasure Coast. I am your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, and I am joined by two of my favorite white glove guys. Lucky me. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's a first, right?
I believe it is.
It is indeed. Now, of course, we are sipping on some delicious rosé for our wine of the week. Compliments of the Blue Star in downtown Vero for all of your dining delicacies Tuesday through Saturday with some live music and fantastic ambiance. This is Day Owl. It's a 2016 vintage California rosé. And I particularly love how they summarize this by saying, day trippers and day sippers, this one's for you. Nighttime is for catching Z's and the day belongs to rosé. Mm-hmm. It's like they had me at hello. So yeah. You can get this by the glass or by the bottle at Blue Star. Remember, it's free wine all summer long when you order two entrees or four appetizers.
Nice deal.
I know, right? Sign me up. It's a little bit of something for everybody. Compliments of Kitty Wagner and her fabulous team. We will be hosting the Vero Premier Women's Network Summer Sippin' Mixer at the Blue Star on July 12th. $25 per person. And we are even opening it up to the guys this time. Isn't that nice of me?
Count me in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Well, there we have it. I'm selling tickets left and right with people promoting all of the same business. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So on that note, let me introduce you all to my listeners. So I have with me Mr. Buddy Dawson. He's been 30 plus years in the moving industry and a complete asset as a relocation specialist to the White Glove Moving and Storage team. And beside him is the new presidente, Mr. Caleb Clements. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Anna. Nice. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Pleasure, right? Now, White Glove is in a moving category all of its own. It's not just because I'm partial and get to represent White Glove on the daily. I feel as though we separate ourselves in a number of categories, starting first and foremost with our crews and the leadership that our company has. Caleb, could you speak a little to that for our listeners?
Well, I think we started out, just getting into the moving industry. We came from the interior design world where they demand a little bit higher.
Their expectations are very high, yes.
And we got into the moving industry and were very successful at it because we were doing a better job and really exceeding what our customers were expecting for a move. You know, it's a really stressful time in their life. And when we perform for them and do a good job like we do every time, their expectations are met and, you know, get a repeat business. And
they tell their friends.
Of course.
They tell their family. They tell their colleagues and maybe even the people they don't like the most that they would like to have move.
Like, that's right.
Perfect. You should call these people White Glove. Move to the other side of town. So, Buddy, you've been in the industry for so long. What are some of the things that you see that White Glove does differently that helps to set us apart as a moving and storage company throughout the Treasure Coast?
A lot of things.
Yeah?
But mostly training.
Yeah.
They strive to train their men before they even go out on the job. We've got a training area. There's training once a month on a Saturday on a scheduled basis.
Like who can pack the boxes the fastest?
Oh, my no.
God. Oh, okay. Darn it.
Properly pack the boxes, properly blanket wrap furniture, what I like to call diaper wrap. But it's something I haven't seen in the industry, and I've been around movers all over the country. It's just makes it better. The guys are more attuned to what they're going to getting into out there on the job, and no job is the same.
That
every
is very
job
valid.
Is different, so you got to be prepared for it. And that's another thing. White Glove strives to be very detailed oriented with the salesman and the operations staff to get the information to the driver and the helpers to do the job correctly
before the move date.
That's correct.
That is something that you would think wouldn't be lost in translation, yet we see oftentimes with other moving companies, or we hear horror stories from customers that call in that might have gotten a move canceled last minute and they had chosen another mover and scrambling, or they aren't able to do the job. And we hear those types of stories, mm-hmm. and it hurts our heart because they could have had it seamless all the way through. Yet we come and we're oftentimes heroes in these scenarios. And
yes, we are.
And that always makes us feel good. Now, one of the things that I know for certain in the transportation industry is that not all movers are created equal in the sense that they cannot necessarily move folks out of a county or even out of a state based on their licensing. At White Glove, we can do both local and interstate moves, correct?
And intra, which means within the state of Florida.
Okay. So what are some of the things, especially, Buddy, with your years of experience, that you would encourage our listeners to know when it comes to interstate moving, things that they should plan on? Because it is a big deal. It's far more involved than just when you're moving across the street for a different view in your community.
Well, I've been around since deregulation when there was just one pricing tariff for all interstate movers. It was apples to apples. You had to adhere to it. It was a government organization, and they got rid of that, which brought out what the industry calls brokers. They're not really movers. So the public, especially with the internet and Google and all that high technology, they're just going on there, and they're not realizing that you should really be getting a visual estimate from any mover. Any mover. Doing this over the phone is literally impossible. Well, unless you got one piece to move, that's pretty easy. But when you're in anywhere from a 2,000 to 5,000 square foot home, you cannot do that on the phone or over the internet.
Right.
So that's my biggest thing is please get a visual.
Yeah. And what would be the recommended time in advance prior to an interstate move that folks should start reaching out, doing the necessary legwork in order to get some pricing and secure some dates?
I'd say a minimum a month, 4 weeks. We
Good
deal with
know.
The West all the time, but that's the nature of the business.
Hence the heroes that we are. Yeah. I should have a White Glove truck logo done up with like a cape on it, right? Like, wouldn't that be fun? What do you think, boss?
Boss,
can I have
turn your
it?
Picture out, maybe?
Well, I'll think about it.
You know, Caleb's on the truck. We could change it out.
There we go. We can make him a superhero.
I'm not wearing a cape.
We'll have a new photo shoot lined up. So we just recently conducted our 6th annual Summer Food Drive, and we are so proud of the partnership with over 50 local businesses from Sebastian clear on down to Palm Beach that helped to host a box and commit to filling it. And then our team was able to go about picking up all of those boxes and doing one large organized drop at the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Caleb, do you want to reveal how awesome we did? Come on now, don't be shy.
Don't make me quote the weight, but we definitely met our goals. We were really pleased with the turnout that the community, dropping all the boxes around and the amount of participation that we got from everyone was very
exciting.
And
it's not just the business partners either. I mean, I think it's important to mention that customers who are moving oftentimes into senior living communities where they no longer really have to cook for themselves, they're being pampered by chefs and amazing staff, as well as customers who are moving out of state, mm-hmm. as we were just describing. Right, or into storage. They don't necessarily need to keep that weight in canned goods, and so they oftentimes donate that. So our customers also had a huge hand in being able to attribute the fact that our goal was 1,000 pounds, and we exceeded it by nearly 1,400 pounds. So that's 2,400 pounds that we were able to deliver, which translates roughly into 5,000-plus meals for those families that are food insecure throughout the Treasure Coast. So that is something that's incredibly remarkable and huge, huge, huge move for hunger, huge bragging rights.
Awesome program.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's awesome.
Every little bit makes a big difference. And when we all join hands together, it really has a positive impact in our local community. So it's along those exact same lines, now that we do have some new leadership at White Glove, is there anything new or different that folks can expect, or is it going to be kind of the same success, keep chugging along and just keep growing?
Well, we certainly are going to keep growing, and I wouldn't say that we're going to change much, but more that we're going to keep earning the customer's trust. You know, that's really
very
key
important.
To picking a mover is you trust that they say they're going to do what they're doing. We follow through. And again, we're going to do what they expect and we're going to do better than that. So that's a focus of mine. And from, the top down through, all the staff, do what the customer wants. Keep the customer first in your mind and really do a good job every time. That's our goal. And we're going to keep it the same.
We recently were awarded the Better Business Bureau Torch Award that is based solely on ethics, business ethics, from customers to vendors and community charity aspects. It was pretty profound that for Southeast Florida, which covers also the Caribbean, they had not yet done the internationally recognized torch award. And when they launched it, White Glove won in the large company category for 50 plus employees. I know that in the moving world, there isn't necessarily the most stellar reputation. Buddy had talked about brokers and some of the vagueness that happens when folks secure things online and don't deal with a reputable established company. So based on some of those horror stories, the BBB was incredibly happy to give us this recognition because we do so much to make the customer first and foremost and communicate to differentiate is what kind of stuck out with them because we keep the customer involved in every aspect leading up and after their move. What did that say to you, Caleb, as you had just sort of taken over leadership and be bestowed such an award?
We're doing the right job.
Yeah.
We're doing the right thing. We're letting our ethics and our principles guide us. And, you know, when we make a mistake, we take care of it. You know, moving's a dangerous thing. It is something that, you know, things can go wrong. And we do the best at it every time we can. But if we make a mistake, we're going to own up to it and do whatever we can to solve the situation as best as possible. So, you know, the Better Business Bureau is a great organization. And we're thrilled to have the award. You know, it's again, it's not a notoriously a trustworthy industry. So right. I think that's one thing that set
us
apart and made White
Glove
what it is doing the right thing and following through on our promises.
And when we're talking about moving, I think it's important for our listeners to know that White Glove does more than just residential and senior or family relocations. We also thrive in the area of commercial work. Caleb, you did in fact touch on the roots and the origin of White Glove with interior designers. However, we've grown to be able to keep all of our employees busy year round because we do a lot of commercial work. Can you give some examples of projects that we've done that will let our listeners understand a little bit more of the work that we do?
Well, you talk about more hotel
like
work.
Like the FF&E and the assisted living facilities.
Sure. You know, roughly seven or eight years ago, we did the Costa de Este. Every single bit of that furniture, fixtures, and equipment came through my hands, actually.
Ooh.
All the way down to the silverware
and the glasses. We make
them
do physical manual labor, folks.
We hung all the TVs. We installed everything. So we'll do that for hotels. We're working on a couple others in town. Spring Hill, of that. We're very excited. It's well on its way. It's going to be a beautiful hotel. Not that it already isn't, but the remodel is going to look lovely, and we're happy to be a part of that. We're working with other projects around town, not quite out there yet, but working on them, and you know, happy to be part of that.
Did you want to add to that, buddy?
Hampton Inn.
Hampton Inn, right downtown. That was a
Dodger
fun one.
Town Hotel.
Yes, all the renovations for them.
Yep.
And Renaissance Senior Living.
Renaissance, that's right, too.
Mm-hmm. So there's a number of commercial applications where it requires thousands of pieces of inventory, and those things obviously don't arrive all on the same truck at the same time. So White Glove, with our 70,000 square foot climate controlled facility, can in fact accommodate all of those truckloads. We can organize and inventory everything and then ultimately deliver and install based on the floor, based on the room, and based on the deadlines of the projects that were given throughout Florida, which is pretty fun. I mean, it keeps our boys busy. We love it.
Is it okay? I go back to in the beginning of White Glove, because movers,
yes.
Like I'm a mover, all right? Been in my career since 1974. Movers are all about weight.
Yeah.
You deal with an interior designer, it doesn't work by the weight. And White Glove did it right by the piece. That's the only way you can do it correctly and keep your customers happy. And they started out
it's
from
tangible
day
and
one
understandable.
Doing it the right way. I mean, there's a set list, everything. Oh, we got to go get a weight on this. They did it the right way.
Very well said, buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're at our halfway point. Of course, White Glove can be found online at whitegloveusa.com. So if you know of anyone getting ready to relocate, don't hesitate to mention White Glove. We'll set them up with a complimentary estimate. They might just get buddy if they're lucky. But there's a lot more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Riviero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
It's so much easier to dance when you're sipping on rosé. You're listening to The Vero Insider. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out online, theveroinsider.com, live link to all of our wonderful sponsors like Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They are an amazing organization, and with the cost of rent going up and up and up, home ownership very well could save you money. And of course, we know some really good movers to help you make it a day experience, not something that stretches out over the course of several or there goes your whole weekend. Caliber Home Loans, right there on Miracle Mile. Let them help you get into the home of your dreams and the one that you can actually afford. Foxy Nails, I went in over the weekend. My nails now coordinate with my rosé. It's the only way to do it, folks. It's amazing. They're open 7 days a week, including Sundays. Guys and gals, welcome. And the Hair Studio of Vero. That is moving. They are moving over onto Old Dixie. We're very excited to have them back in the center of town. I know both myself and Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star will be able to make more frequent appointments as a result. So if you're looking for a new cut, color, fresh style, Melissa and her amazing team will make you look fabulous this summer. Okay, so I'm here with two amazing gentlemen that one gives me my paycheck every week, and then the other one helps me to get a paycheck
Thanks,
every week.
Anna.
Yay!
I get a paycheck?
I just do this for fun! Oh, geez. Okay, Presidente, Mr. Caleb Clements, and Relocation Specialist, Buddy Dawson. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining. One of the things that we didn't get to touch on in the first half when we were describing about White Glove moving storage and the services that we provide is the receiving side of things that a lot of folks, whether they're interior designers or residential customers, can benefit from. Because I believe we've all gone out on travels and we've fallen in love with something and wanted to ship it home, and then no one's there. No one's there to claim it for us, and it's just chilling in the driveway or on the front porch, and that's not a good thing.
No inside deliveries.
Yeah, and so can you describe a little bit about the receiving services for White Glove, Caleb?
Sure. Typically, if you're going to buy furniture, especially, it's coming in on a semi-truck from somewhere around the country, wherever it's made or whatnot. That has to go to a loading dock, because that semi-truck number one, isn't going to your house, and number two, that lovely driver is not going to get out and take it inside your house and unbox it and put it where it's supposed to, and then take all the trash away. White Glove started receiving that. That's what we started doing initially, was that service, and it's grown into a very big operation. You know, where we'll collect a whole household full of goods, and as soon as it's done being finished or remodeled or whatever it may be, we'll bring in everything and install it, carpets, rugs, pictures, furniture, glassware if necessary, you know, the whole nine, so that the house is ready to go as soon as possible.
And that is such a important service, because I myself wouldn't possibly be able to receive anything that was dropped on my curb, or try to figure out how to assemble some of these pieces. I think we've all been guilty of shopping at IKEA or something like that. So White Glove also provides these services sort of a la carte. Would that be fair to say, where we can just come in and help when someone's doing a temporary renovation and they need things shifted from one side of the house to the next, come back, reassemble, assemble different pieces for them if they order something that's kind of complex?
Sure. And if they're going to redo a room or something like that and they don't want it to stay in the house, they're going to live there while they redo a room or whatnot, we'll take it, put it in storage and hold it there until they're finished, and bring it right back, of course.
Isn't that handy?
Well, that comes a lot from, your hotter water heater broke, so some of your floors are damaged.
Yes.
So they got to get it out so they can redo the stuff.
Yeah, you can't have anything on the floors when you're redoing
and
floors.
Guess what? That kind of happens a little bit in the state.
Touche, buddy, touche. So it is nice to know that essentially residential customers, or interior designers for that matter, that may not be familiar with White Glove services, I hope that we can convert you quickly if you're listening, that we can sort of be on call for them and be that those handy men with muscle that they might need at their disposal. One of my favorite little lines. And then the other thing to circle back to is the fact that this is hurricane season.
Yep.
So you mentioned about how water heaters and water damage on that regards. It's quite possible that, you know, in previous storms with the storm surge the way it was, that their water was infiltrated in a number of homes on the ocean and on the river for that matter. What are some of the hurricane preparedness tips and tricks that White Glove can do for our customers?
Well, you've got all that furniture out on your porch on the ocean, and we can pick it up and take it to our facility and store it for the summer while you're gone, so you don't have to worry about it if a hurricane shows up.
Right, because they will
just
be...
Not that I want a hurricane. I don't.
Me either. But yeah, those are essentially, you know, things that are a liability at that point, most definitely. And of course, we do get busy that time of year. So for those folks, like the hospitals that we work with and stuff, when they're in a state of emergency, they come first and foremost, but we certainly, with 15 trucks and 50 full-time employees, have the ability to help get people in if they listen and take heed to the news. You know, that's the benefit of a hurricane, if I may say, in the way of natural disasters. Like, we have plenty of forewarning. It's not the same as, say, an earthquake or a tornado.
No, not even close to an earthquake.
Right.
Been in one of those, I bet.
Yeah. Have you now?
Yeah.
Our little Cali boy.
I've been in one of those.
Let's not do that again.
Nope.
I visited San Francisco last summer, and I just thought to myself, this doesn't look safe. The way that they build these things, I don't know. It's been doing good so far. Okay, so White Glove, again, it's online at whiteglovesusa.com. It's always free estimates. It's local. Yep. It's nationwide moving. We offer international moving services. I hear that they're buddies' favorites.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. It can be done.
I love a challenge. I go into people's home, I'm so sorry. I go, no, this is great. You got four different destinations. This is fun to me, you know, that type of thing. I love it.
See, that's why you hire professionals.
I've been selling for 32 years, and I still get surprised. I really get surprised. Can you say portable embalming table?
I love it.
Saw one the other day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to the Vero Insider. We've had here with us a whole White Glove show, and I don't think anything has made me happier. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Anna.
And if
you
know of anybody moving, don't hesitate to mention White Glove. Visit us online at theveroinsider.com. And until next time, folks, cheers.
Thank you.